Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's your turn to cause trouble. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Sal O'Connor back on the Fan. All right. So we'll bang out this Turkey Day teaser. We'll get back to your calls in a sec. 877-337. As I write down the number, 6666. So it'll work like this. We will add this Turkey Day teaser. How much point value do you think we should put on this, Marco? It's a special. It's a holiday. Fleegs, you can interject here. What do you think? 30 points, 25, 50? What are we looking at for a Turkey Day teaser? Well, it shouldn't be that much, I guess.
What's the normal three-teamer? 20?
Yeah.
20.
Let's just make it 20 then. Okay. Three teams, 20.
Okay. Teaser different, obviously, than a parlay.
Right. Well, but a teaser, you have to hit them all.
Right.
And it has the same rules, though. If you have two and one's a push, it goes down to a two-team tease.
Okay.
So the same rules will apply for us here. If you push one game, then then you have a two-team. And then I guess we'll only make it 10 points.
The bonus Turkey Day teaser. Okay. And then we'll get back. We'll do our other picks off the air this week so we keep in line with the
with
the perfect parlay.
Are we doing bonus for the Jets? And then when we do the off air, the bonus for the Giants on Thursday, bonus for the Jets?
No.
Or are we leaving out the Giants?
Let's leave out the Giants
until
this
week.
Okay. Yeah, we'll leave out the Giants until next week. We'll get back on track with that. Okay. You want to start us off here, Fleegs? You want me to do it?
Well, how do you want to do it always? Last to first or first to last?
It doesn't matter to me. We could do this, Marco. I have the lines right here, Superbook Sports. We'll go over the lines first, and then we could decide where we want to go. Now, remember, for the teaser, it swings 6 points each way, right? So, for example, Lions, or it's the Bills -9 on the road in Detroit to get your Thanksgiving Day started. That's always I always get suckered in and take the Lions at home every year in a teaser just because it's the Lions of Thanksgiving, and I always lose. So, right now, Buffalo -9, according to Superbook, that means you can swing that spread either way by 6 points. You have the Giants getting 9 on the road in Dallas. Wow, 2 9-point spreads right there. And then the Patriots are getting 2.5 on the road in Minnesota for that Thursday night game. All right, so there's the lines. Think about it for a little bit. Minnesota -2.5, Dallas -9, Buffalo -9. Buffalo the one road favorite. I'll start us off if you like, please. What do you think? All right. Actually, let's go, Fleegs, because you're in last right now. We'll go last to whoever's in first. We'll do that each week.
Okay, so the first game, I'm going to tease the Bills down from 9-3. I would love to take the Lions, put them up to 15, but I think Buffalo straightened some things out last week. They've been now in Detroit for a few days, so all those travel issues that you might normally have, they're gone. I think the Bills might be out of their little rut, and I can't trust the Lions with that defense. Offense should put up points. I can't trust their defense, even though they've played a little bit better the last 2 weeks. They did give up 30 points to the Bears a couple weeks ago. They won that game because of the offense. I feel safer with the Bills. Cowboys, I've been betting the Giants all year. I could see the Giants losing this game by 21-plus points. I could see them getting their doors blown off. So I'm going to tease the Cowboys down from 9-3. The biggest decision is in this Patriots-Vikings game. I mean, there's no reason on earth the Vikings should lose. I watched this Patriots team now 2 times in the last 4 weeks, every single play. They're not that good. I still have Bill Belichick going up against Kirk Cousins, and this counts as Kirk Cousins in a primetime game. So I will tease the Patriots up to 8+8.5.
Okay, so Fleegs right now has the Pats +8.5, Cowboys -3, Bills -3, and the lines stay what they are now, regardless if they change. They obviously, for our purposes, they are what they are right now. All right, Marco, what do you got for us?
I'm with Fleegs on the Bills.
Okay.
I'm taking the Bills. Again, I sat them last week. They were a little more sluggish than I thought. It took them a little longer to get going in that second half against the Browns, but I still feel like that's an angry team that's been displaced now with the weather, and they're just starting to find it again. Like, they had a rough couple of weeks. Josh Allen's too good, so I'll take the Bills. Only a 3-point spread against the Lions. That's a no-brainer. I think the Giants, as embarrassed as they were from that disgusting effort and as thin as they are, I still think they keep it close. I think they put up a real effort.
Here we go, the homer picking.
Nah, the fact that you're giving me this many points. Look, if it's 9, I'm a little scared. Now you're giving me up to 15 points. Yeah, I'll take the Giants in that regard. I think they keep it within a couple of touchdowns. So I'll tease it up and I'll take the Giants plus the 15. And I'm taking the Vikings. I think the Patriots, as much as it's Belichick, I feel like we think the Patriots are better than they are because we watch them against the Jets. I mean, I don't mean that as a knock to the Jets, but it's just when you watch them play, like when you watch Mac Jones, when you watch is there anything there?
So
like,
what's the math on that? For Vikings plus 4? How does that
plus
work?
Plus 3.5?
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, it's just the Vikings were embarrassed. They're at home. I know it's prime time. I know it's Kirk Cousins. The Patriots are just not that good. Bottom line, I don't see them winning the game in Minnesota.
Like, there is no reason that pick should not be correct. I'm just terrified. I can't trust Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I get it. Like I said, I don't see what the Patriots are. Like, they're 6-4. I feel like they're smoking mirrors.
They're good defense and an offense and a smart coach that teams like the Jets make mistakes around them.
That's a tough game. I mean, my gut says I think the Vikings are going to win, but I don't know if I don't know if I could bet against Belichick, especially in prime time like that. All right, I'm going to start the day with going opposite of both you two. Give me the Lions. So I'm getting 15 points. And now I'm fully aware that the Bills can blow them out.
This is also about 3 minutes after you said. I always get, betting the Lions at home, and they screw me.
A tradition like no other. A Turkey Day teaser where I'm out of it by 12:30, where the Lions have buried themselves. Well, I'm, in the antipasto as we get going. So give me Detroit. I'm sticking with the Lions here. They've been playing much better football. Now, I don't think they're good. I don't think they're going to win the game. But I do think 15 points for this team. This could have backdoor cover written all over it, too.
Mm-hmm.
15 points for this team against a Buffalo team that is a little banged up here. Look, it could go two ways. Does Buffalo get right and absolutely hammer the Lions and make them the sacrificial lamb on Thanksgiving? Or do we get a performance where Detroit actually makes it a competitive game? Even if they're not competitive, they still should be at least able to cover or backdoor cover that 15. So give me Detroit plus 15. I'm sorry. I like Brian Daboll a lot. I cannot take the Giants in this spot. I think Dallas, I thought this for a while. This is the game I had marked on my calendar, that Dallas is going to blow them out. So if I have a chance just to lay 3 points with the Cowboys. Now, I'm hoping we get a somewhat competitive game, or at least an entertaining game. The Dallas offense and their defense, by the way, different stratosphere than what the Giants are at or what the Giants are used to. This is not the Lions. This is not any of the teams. You know, this is not even Seattle. It's certainly not Houston. This is a different level Cowboys team who is clicking right now. They just played their best game of the year on Sunday at home on Thanksgiving. I think Dallas is going to win that game. I think Dallas covers the regular spread by 9, so I'm going to take Dallas minus 3. And then this is where I'm torn. I don't know what to do. My gut says Vikings win at home. I can't go against Bill Belichick, though, and when I'm getting that many points. The question becomes, could New England match the offense if Minnesota is clicking? Justin Jefferson going off, Cook going off, Cousins has a good game. Could they match that offense? And I don't think that they can. They can run the football. They can play it close to the vest. But ultimately, see, I think this is a game where you probably get both. Where if you have the Pats, they probably cover that with the teaser. And the Vikings are going to win the game. Give me Minnesota because I believe the Vikings will win the game outright. So if I believe that, I'll take them plus 3.5. So Fleegs, Bills minus 3, Cowboys minus 3, Pats plus 8.5, right? Marco, Bills minus 3, Giants plus 15, Vikings plus 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then me, Detroit plus 15, Dallas minus 3, Vikings plus 3.5.
You would think with all different picks, somebody's got to win, right?
How could we? Is there a way we could all lose? I guess so, right? Yeah, because you could get the Bills, and then
it would have to be the Lions cover, which knocks me and Marco out, and then the Giants cover, which knocks you out.
Right, exactly. Anyway, all right, so that's worth 20 points.
That's at least the only way somebody's not alive going into the night game.
At least one of us will be alive for the second game.
Should be.
And then after that, well, one of us will be, no? Can't lose both. I got the Lions. You two got...
Right.
Yeah.
We won't be dead yet.
No.
Not when they carve the turkey. We'll still be alive then. Somebody.
No. For the afternoon game, yes. Yeah, I thought you meant the night game.
Correct. I'm sorry. The afternoon game. Right. And then after that, then, you know, all bets are all for fun. All right. There you have it. Marco, you can get out of here. We appreciate you staying. Turkey Day teaser. Tradition like no other. 20 points on the line in this tournament. Okay?
Got it.
All right, there we have it. 877-337-6666. I love the Turkey Day teaser. I'm going to be betting it. I will actually bet this. Marco, you're in Jersey, right?
I am in Jersey.
You better be betting this on Superbook then. Flags, you too.
I will be betting this and a lot more come Thursday.
Oh, I can't wait. I love it. Yeah, it makes the stuffing go down tougher. You would think easier, but depends how much you put on it. Been there before.
What are the odds for Daniel Jones to throw a pick?
Thanksgiving, well, right. Over.
That's a prop that Sal's adding in.
Pick six. Can you pick a pick six for the Cowboys? I'm doing that. Cowboys defensive touchdown? I'm sure.
Do we know if Micah Parsons is playing?
Yeah. All right. 877-337. Oh, is it 317 already? Thank you, Marco. Look at that. Look at it. Fleegs and Marco. We're chewing the clock, baby. I love it. You sure you don't want to stay till 4?
Churning it out like the 90 Giants.
Yeah. All right. 877-337-6666. John is calling from St. Louis. What's up, John?
What's up, Sal? How you been?
How are you, John? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing good. I swung back into nights this week, so you'll be hearing from me a little bit more.
All right. Well, sorry to hear that, but I'm happy to hear that.
Exactly. Before I get to my my Mets point about what you were talking about before with Cohen and Steinbrenner, with the Jets, 100% on Wilson. This guy, abysmal. We're not asking for Joe Montana. I'll take an injured Jet Pennington level of play at this point.
All right.
This is crazy. A lot of people are putting it just on him. What is LaFleur calling in the last possession of the game? We're running wide receiver screens behind the line. It's 3rd and 2. Have them go up 3 yards, run a button hook, and get the 2 yards to keep playing. The play calling was absolutely abysmal. Couple that with the bubblegum chewing middle school quarterback. I mean, thank God my in-laws were over the house, because there would have been a head-sized hole in my wall by halftime.
Frustrating, I know. I don't love LaFleur. LaFleur's had some good games. I don't love him, though. I think he's been inconsistent, and I just don't trust him.
No, I don't trust him as far as I could throw him, and him paired with Zach Wilson. It is horrible. It just shows you how much we shouldn't trust him even more when he's calling these plays with Wilson. I mean, we're missing guys 10 feet away standing still. It's a disaster. The defense, I don't know how they don't throw this guy a blanket party in the locker room. But to get to my next point, what you were talking about earlier with that Martino article. So Cohen's not going to go after Judge out of respect for their relationship, but we're totally okay with the Yankees checking in on DeGrom. It just doesn't make sense, and I got a feeling, I don't know why, but I think this whole handshake deal, wink-wink, under-the-table deal that is allegedly happening between the owners, I got a feeling it's all BS, because how stupid would Cohen look as this owner that's supposed to come in, this isn't the old Mets, I'm the new Mets, we're here, and he allows Judge, maybe Judge signs with the Giants, and now he allows DeGrom to go, and it got broadcasted all over the world that out of respect, you're not going to go after the best player in the world, but you let the best pitcher in the world go to your crosstown rival. Something tells me this is a Fugazi situation, and I think the new article about how DeGrom medicals were requested by the Yankees is kind of like a CYA.
Agreed.
I agree.
The first one. I agree, but it's easy to get annoyed about it, John. And good to hear from you, John. I'm looking forward to talking more now. Like I said, the Knights suck. I get it. But nice to have you aboard, at least. We appreciate you checking in. I do think it's more of a, hey, just so you know, the Yankees are looking to, maybe check it out DeGrom's medicals. The Yankees can't, and look, I can say this confidently now in 2022, the Yankees can't afford Jacob DeGrom. I mean, unless they miss out on Aaron Judge, and even if they did miss out on Judge, you think the Yankees are going to pay DeGrom 3 years or 4 years for $150, $175 million? No way. No way. And do you think Cohen is actually going to let him go? No way. It doesn't have to be legit or threatening. It's still annoying. If you're a Met fan and you woke up to that news, you're annoyed, regardless of whether it's Fugazi or not. And the more you think about it, the more you realize, I never thought it was legitimate. Like, oh my God, the Yankees are going to get DeGrom. But it annoyed me that they would even request the medicals. And not even that they would, that from their perspective, because the Yankees should request the medicals. The Mets, however, should be requesting the medicals on Aaron Judge. That's what's annoying about it. And it's not just because this report and the collusion nonsense. It's because it's the right thing to do to try to build the best baseball team that you can possibly build. That's why. Steve Cohen, as owner, has been going after the big fish, right? The Mets have been in play for all the big names. You saw what he did last year with Scherzer. Out of nowhere, boom, power move. Well, why then, when the best offensive players available on the market, the Giants and Dodgers are going to woo Aaron Judge or show interest in him, and the Mets just have zero, like not even shown interest? Because he's from the Yankees, so he's, I mean, they can't go get him? He's off limits because he's coming from the Yanks? I understand why they would think that maybe he wouldn't go to the Mets. I don't think he would either. Doesn't mean you can't try. A lot of people didn't think Max Scherzer would go to the Mets. What happened? That would be the ultimate power move. Out Yankee, the Yankees. Trying to play nice. Look, I don't care if you're in the same town. And I get that you don't want to drive up the price. You know what? You want a player, you need a player, you go get him. Nice doesn't win championships. Playing nice doesn't win. It's one thing if you were going after them specifically trying to hurt them. That's not the case. Case is they have a player, the Yankees, that's going to become a free agent, Aaron Judge. You have a need, the Mets. Power. Judge provides that. He checks all the boxes. Great power hitter, great defensive player, can hit for high average, successful in New York, extremely marketable. Like, but no, because Brandon Nimmo's homegrown, the Mets would rather give him $150 million. Would you rather invest in Aaron Judge for over $300 million, $350, whatever it may be, $325, $350, or Brandon Nimmo for $150? Which player you think is better in the lineup? There's a difference of $200 million for a reason. Don't you think he's worth it? You can find a player who could draw some walks and get on base and play average defense at best and hit 260. That's going for $150 million? You can't find guys that hit 62 homers. That's why you got to pay the premium. Go pay the premium. No excuse why the Mets shouldn't be going after Aaron Judge.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
It's all happening right now. Football, basketball, hockey, and the World Cup. And there's no better place to wager on all of it than Superbook Sports. When you sign up, deposit, and wager in the same day, Superbook will give you a bonus up to $1,000. $1,000! When the sports world is busy, it's time to get busy winning some money. So download the Superbook Sports app or visit superbook.com to wager and win today. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Speaking of the World Cup, I thought I was going to be into it. We did this segment last night on Sports Night on SNY. And it was talking about, are you going to be excited or are you excited about the World Cup? I was like, when's it start again? I think that answers the question. I want to be excited about it. Not that I'm a huge soccer fan, but I remember getting in on the World Cup. I don't remember 2018 at all. I remember 2014 well. I was living in the city and was dating at the time. And I remember meeting the girl I was dating and some friends out of the bar. It was really a fun atmosphere. Like, getting into the World Cup is not the same way you watch a football Sunday or get into a baseball game. It's a lot different. I take those things relatively seriously. World Cup is like, oh yeah, look, there's a game on. People are excited about it. Cool. But that was different. If you're not going out and enjoying the celebration or the event, which it is a cool event, I think it takes a lot away from it if you're not actually going out. Think about what it would take for me. And I don't know what your guys' like plan is for Friday, let's say. But, and maybe it's different for somebody who works in sports. The last thing that I want to do when I'm off is find another sport to watch. Like, it's not enough with the Rangers or Islanders or Devils or the Jets or Giants or Knicks or Nets, who, by the way, the Nets have a big game tonight in Philadelphia. That is tonight, right, Fleegs? I think it's Tuesday night in Philadelphia where Ben Simmons back in Philadelphia. Anyway, imagine adding World Cup soccer on top of that. I'm telling you now, and I've told you this before about other things, my wife would divorce me immediately. Imagine this. I'm off from work. It is a holiday week or weekend. Can't wait. When I'm done here tomorrow at 5 a.m., I am off until Monday. Monday afternoon, I go back into work, and I'll be back on here Monday night / Tuesday morning. So, a nice little respite. Can you imagine if I tell my wife on Friday, hey, honey, whatever we had planned, yeah, I know you wanted me to hang out with a kid or, I don't know, whatever, you know, you want to go to the park or something, or I guess too cold to the park. What do you want to go to? The bouncy gym or whatever it is that she does during the day when I'm at work. If I tell her, I'm sorry, I can't do it because I got to watch football at 1 o'clock. She'd be like, what? It's Friday. There's no football on. I said, no, football. What the hell is that? You know, soccer. She'd be like, are you out of your mind? And honestly, I don't even want to. I'd rather watch a movie. I'd rather go see a movie. I want to go see the new Black Panther movie. Have you seen it, Fleegs? The new the Wakanda movie? Good?
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. It's extremely emotional, obviously, considering Chadwick Boseman passed away. Right. But yes, it's very good.
Do I need to freshen up on the last one? Like, did you guys do that? I'm assuming you saw it with your wife. Did you freshen up or did you watch a trailer or something? What are we?
So, no, we didn't see it together. I saw it the day it came out when she was at work. Hopefully, we'll be able to go one day because I want to see it again. She still wants to see it. I did rewatch the movie kind of recently, but I don't know if you have to so much, but I also don't know how well you remember.
I remember a little bit of it, but it's been years. How many years ago did that movie come out? 2016?
That was the beginning of 2018.
Wow, 2018, okay. I mean, I'd rather see that than I would the World Cup. You're not watching a second of this World Cup, are you, Fleegs?
Zero interest. I mean, zero interest is putting it generously. Listen, all the people that want to enjoy soccer, have fun, don't care, never will.
Right, and I'm not knocking. I do think it's a great event. And the other thing is, you know, yesterday, so I was in the newsroom at SNY, and they're like, oh, are you into the soccer? I'm like, no, what happened in the game? Let me guess. Oh, a 1-1 tie? Like every other soccer game? They're like, oh, yeah, okay. I had no idea. Why? What was the final? Yeah, 1-1. USA blew a late lead, I guess. Shocker. Oh, by the way, let me rephrase that. 1-1 draw. It's a draw on the pitch. I like Ted Lasso. Does that count? I actually got into a little bit of I talked about this months ago during the summer. My wife's friends were actually visiting, ironically enough, from Qatar. And he's a big soccer fan, and we were watching downstairs when normally I'd watch the football game set up. In this case, we had the multiple soccer games because there was, I forget the teams, I couldn't even name it, but I think it was the Champions League, Premier League, one of those leagues. But it was like down in the final days or something. And it was fun. There was good drama. And if it were on and I had literally nothing else to watch, which is never the case because there's always something on, I'd rather watch a Rocky Marathon. Here's the problem, and I figured this out, Fleeks. I don't care? Where's my interest other than, oh, wow, that's cool, it's a nice event. What am I rooting for?
Well, that's the, I can't do the, oh, I'm going to get into this and care. Like, I don't get excited for most of the Olympics, all that stuff. I can't just get into and care. Like, because I care so passionately about the other sports that
right.
I do follow year-round, I can't just jump on board and follow. Like, there are soccer fans who I really respect because they follow the national team and all sure. the leagues year-round every year. So they watch the men's national team when they're playing all these friendlies, all these other matches. Mm. Then there are people who swoop in, don't know anybody on the team, and get excited and act like, you know, they're soccer, you know, geniuses for 3 weeks. Those are the people I can't stand. I don't want to be that where I just jump in, pretend to care because I won't care about a team for 3 weeks, and then get out. And I tried to get into soccer in high school. All my friends were like, oh, you know, soccer's great. It was the year of the World Cup. I was watching this. I was like, guys, I'm out. I can't do this. Also,
yeah,
the U.S. men's national team is famously
bad.
I don't need another team to watch another sport where my team stinks. Thank you. I'm good. I have that covered. Thank you.
Well, that was going to be my next question. I mean, you already know the result going in. Maybe if they were good and had an actual chance to, you know, win the tournament and win the World Cup, maybe you could tell me that there's an interest level there. There is none. They're not going to win. They're not good enough. This is the first time they've made it in how long? Did they make it in 2014? I guess the first time since 2014?
Right, well, there's only been one, because they didn't make it in 2018, so right, 2014.
Okay. Right, so all right, they were good enough to make it. I guess I remember that now at the time that they didn't make it, and it was a big deal for whatever, qualifying stuff. Yeah, people follow it all, whatever, along. I don't know if it's all year or whenever it's building together with the qualifying. I can't get into that stuff. I just don't care. And I guess if they were good enough or if they were better, you know, I remember growing up, Tony Meola, was that his name? Tony Meola. I remember Hope Solo, like the female.
Well, the women's team is different because right. they're great.
You're right. Exactly. Those players I remember and those teams I remember. And I could get into that. You're right. So maybe it does have to do with the fact that U.S. sucks. If we were in Italy, we'd be talking a different story right now. Although I guess Italy's not in it. This year they didn't make it. I don't know.
Normally it's on during the baseball season. When people are getting into it, it's like, I'm watching baseball. It's the middle of the summer, watching the Mets, watching the Yankees. I remember being at a Dave & Buster's in the city before a family party during the 2010 World Cup, and the USA was playing Ghana, and the Mets were playing that day. And I'm like, this is a giant sports bar. We're in New York City. Can I get the baseball games on one TV?
Oh, God. I hate when they do
one
that.
One TV?
I hate when they do that. Come on. And we care about baseball. The other thing is, I guess if we bet on it, then maybe we'd be interested. Because, look, you bet on anything, you're watching it. You become an expert. I never heard of these tennis players, but I'm into this guy right now. I got him. Or whatever it may be. Golf tournament. Could you bet on this? I guess you could bet on a team.
Of course, you absolutely
can. Right, but how do you bet a soccer match? Like, hockey?
You could bet the team to win. You can bet.
Can you bet
draws?
I would bet every game under and draw. That's what I would bet every single game. Because it always
happens.
Well,
that's like in the hockey playoffs. There have been multiple years where if you bet the under and if you bet for the game to go to OT every game, you make money.
Right. That's what I would be betting. Extra time? What do they call it? Isn't it weird? Like, it's a professional sport and we're professional sports soccer and I have no idea about the rules or anything in regards to soccer.
Okay, listen, it's still the reality. Here, not enough people care. And again, I know people care. The soccer fans are going to go nuts.
Right.
People do care. The same thing with hockey, a sport that you and I love.
Right.
And people ask us all the time, why don't you guys do more hockey? Because it does not register
right.
in the same way as the other three sports. Basketball would be there if the Knicks were relevant. Baseball and football are just worlds above the other sports.
By the way, back to the movie talk real quick. Did you see this new Avatar is coming out? The new Avatar movie?
Yeah.
So the last one was out in what?
2009.
I mean, that's a long...
That was my freshman year of college.
That is a long time ago. The last time the Yankees won a World Series was when Avatar was out. Do you know how long this movie is going to be when it's out?
I know it's over like 3 hours.
Dude, 3.5 hours?
You almost need an intermission there because
do they
people
got
to go
one?
To the bathroom.
I forget what happened during the last one. But
I remember when the last Avengers movie came out and it was 3 hours and 10 minutes. I made sure before I went into that theater that I went to the bathroom.
I don't even think I want to go see it in the theater. I do want to see it. I'm excited about it. Matter of fact, I want to go down to Disney or whatever the park is and has that Avatar, the new ride. I want to check that out.
I think
out.
It's in Animal Kingdom.
Oh, okay. So it is Disney. I wasn't sure if it was Universal Studios. Yeah, I'd love to check that out. I love the movie. It was great. It was an escape unlike anything other. I cannot, and it's been such a long time, so it'd be cool to go back and relive that. I cannot sit in a movie theater. A lot has changed since 2009. I don't even know if I had an iPhone back then. I might not have. Don't remember. But you expect people to sit in a movie theater for 3.5 hours? That's ridiculous. Baseball games are quicker than that. Imagine.
Baseball games are faster than that, and we're trying desperately to get them to move along faster.
3.5 hours. You're talking about a four-hour running time with the
The pitch clock's coming previews. In. We're never going to see a 3.5-hour game again.
Come on. It should be illegal to make three-hour movies. Illegal. I could watch Happy Gilmore and Tommy Boy in the same time that this movie's going to take place. I mean, think about that.
Interesting you went with Happy Gilmore, Tommy Boy, not Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison.
Yeah, I want to give Chris Farley some love. It's been on my mind. Did you listen? Oh, yeah, you told me about that podcast. The David Spade Saturday Night Live podcast. Tremendous. I listened to the first three.
Oh, you're listening from the beginning. So am I. And listen, I'm a couple months behind because I came to it late, but yeah, it's outstanding.
This is the first year that it started?
It might be around a year now. Okay, it might have come out around this time
last
year.
Yeah, so I mean, if they do one a week, you get 50 to go, whatever, roughly around there. So I just listened to the Tina Fey one. So I'm way in the beginning. I can't wait to get to the Sandman. Anyway, it's great, and it's refreshing my memory about how much I loved it and the different movies and all that stuff. But bottom line is, 3.5 hours for a movie, that's way too long. I do radio shows that are shorter than that.
I mean, at the very least, they have to give you an intermission, because if you get the large popcorn, large drink, let me go get my, maybe not the drink. You're kind of in a tough situation there, but let me go refill this large popcorn.
Yeah, no, come on. It's too long. You're right. They should have an intermission.
And it's especially now. We live in a time where I'm used to streaming everything at home. I'm used to having a pause button.
Right.
So I go to a movie theater. I'm not used to sitting 3.5 hours giving something my undivided attention.
Right.
That's just not a thing we do anymore.
I may have to watch that over the course of 3 days. I'll break it down into three parts, like a mini series at home.
I did that when they released the Snyder Cut of the Justice League, and it was like somewhere almost 4 hours, maybe over that, and they had divided it into chapters. I basically treated it like, okay, this is a mini series. Every time that title card comes up, it says next chapter, pause.
Yeah.
Do this later.
You can't have a movie that's 3.5 hours long. It's ridiculous. Anyway, 877-337-6666 is the number to call. Whatever it is you want to discuss on this Tuesday morning. We started the show way back at midnight talking about Zach Wilson and the possibility that he may be benched. The Jets finally doing the right thing. Not benching him necessarily for his poor play, but because of his poor attitude. He needs to be humbled. He needs to be held accountable. He's got to get the lesson. They got to teach him a lesson. It's got to get through to him. Will this threat be enough, or will they actually have to go through with it and bench him? And will it be the Mike White show come Sunday against the Bears? Giants have a huge game. What will the Giants do to respond off of that dreadful performance on Sunday against the Lions? They have their work cut out from going into that is a major challenge ahead of them going into that spot in Big D on Thanksgiving. Cowboys now finally clicking on all cylinders. Giants off of a butt kicking. That's going to be a enormous game for Brian Daboll and the Giants. We talked about Aaron Judge and his free agency, as he will be visiting the San Francisco Giants today, meeting with them out in San Fran to have that visit. Yankees await him. Yankees also got the medicals from the Mets on Jacob DeGrom are they really going to get DeGrom? No, but they did inquire or request the medicals. And the Mets twiddling their thumbs waiting on Jacob DeGrom and not doing anything about Aaron Judge. 877. Oh, and the Knicks played well last night and got a win against the Thunder. They actually got good performances from their big three players, Barrett, Brunson, and Randall. Brunson, has been great. He's been a tremendous signing, and it's kind of gotten overlooked here. Maybe not overlooked, but it goes unappreciated because of the 500 record and the struggles of the other players on the team. But Brunson has been everything that they could have asked for and then some as a leader of this team and as a performer consistently. But Brunson, Randall, and Barrett all had big games. Knicks get the win. Tonight, you have a big matchup for Brooklyn. It'll be in Philadelphia on TNT. And, of course, heard right here on The Fan. Nets and Sixers. Ben Simmons returning to Philadelphia will embrace the boost. Philadelphia, of course, depleted. No Embiid, no Maxey. They are banged up. But it's the Ben Simmons show. What will the atmosphere be like there? And will Ben Simmons actually, you know, take a shot, maybe knock one down, maybe hit a free throw? Who knows?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Be the bull. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
Kind of back on The Fan, 877-337-6666 is the number to call. Talking all things New York sports this morning, Zach Wilson. Will it finally be the Mike White Show come Sunday? Will the Giants start to go in a tailspin? You know, look, it's not their fault. It's just they're not as talented as a team like the Dallas Cowboys. We will see the start of a stretch of four straight division games for the Giants that will determine their season. And really for the Jets, I mean, you could say the same thing, not the division games, but this stretch, they got to win these games here. It's going to determine their season and potentially their future with Zach Wilson. 877-337-6666. Stuart is calling from Brooklyn. Stuart, you watched the World Cup yesterday?
I watched a little bit of it, Sal. And, you know, it's a good sport, but it's...
Is it, though?
Like, look, soccer is a good sport, but it's boring.
Yeah, right.
It's boring. I like the fact that they play hard all the time. And the thing is, not enough people get into it.
Well,
because we're used to excitement.
Not enough people around here.
Excitement there.
I do think there are a lot of soccer fans, and a lot of people do get into it, but it's just not a part of our everyday sports
everyday sports for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
The only player that the team I liked was the Cosmos back in the 70s.
Oh.
Because they had Canalia, Beckenbauer, Messing.
Look at you. You're a big soccer fan. Stuart in Brooklyn checking in, our soccer expert.
My favorite player watching was Pelé.
Him I've heard of.
He was amazing. What he could do with a soccer ball, oh, my God. I mean, he...
I really didn't think you liked soccer. I was just messing around.
No, I liked soccer.
What league were the Cosmos in?
I can't watch it. I can't watch it if I'm in the mood.
Oh.
But some of it is like the...
Who do you root for? Do you root for the U.S. or who do you root for? Brazil? What are we rooting for?
Who, now?
Yeah, who do you root for? Who's your team?
I don't... The U.S., I have it. Okay. I still root for the U.S., but back then I was rooting for Pele.
Oh.
Okay. I was rooting for Pele. Always rooting for Pelé.
Do they kick with both feet?
What?
Do they kick with both feet, soccer players?
No, one foot.
Oh, okay.
Either one. They can pass to either foot.
Oh, so it's not like a lefty kicker or a righty kicker?
No, and they can hit, especially with the head. They have, they can, some of these guys can play with a pass with the head, do the headers into the goal.
I've seen that.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, soccer is soccer. I mean, they have a good sport.
Right. Okay.
I mean, they do have a good sport.
Well, what did you want to talk about today? Because I know it wasn't soccer.
No. And,
although you carried your own.
What I want to talk about is, what's with the Yankees talking about DeGrom?
They want number 48. Hey, did you see Alek Manoah calling Gerrit Cole one of the worst cheaters? Where was it? It was on some podcast he was on. Alek Manoah, the pitcher of the Blue Jays, called Gerrit Cole the worst cheater in the sport. Did you see that?
Well, Alek Manoah shouldn't talk because he's not on that level.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Alek Manoah is pretty darn good.
Yeah, but he's, look, Gerrit Cole, you know how I feel about Gerrit Cole.
I know. That's why I'm surprised that you're defending him. I thought you'd be boys with Manoah.
No, I'm
and
not
by the
boys
way,
with Manoah. I don't like Manoah.
He's one guy that may, you know, Stuart, you don't want to mess with that guy. He's a big boy.
I'm a big boy.
Oh, you and all that fake rage that you have, I don't know you want to push that against Alek Manoah.
Fake rage? Hmm. You want to make me laugh, Sal?
Alek Manoah called Gerrit Cole the worst cheater in baseball history.
He might have been the worst cheater in baseball history, right? And
that's a bit of a stretch.
Because his performance after he got caught has not been up to the standard of what he was doing when he was cheating.
Yeah,
and he might be right about that.
Yeah, you can't say he's a worse cheater than Barry Bonds or Sammy Sosa or any of those guys.
Yeah, but one more thing now. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Mark McGwire, and those guys of that era who are deserving should be in the Hall of Fame.
Agreed.
Because of one thing, you put the ringleader in, and we know who the ringleader was, right? Bud Selig.
Well, right.
You put that
it wasn't
in.
Illegal. I'm with you. By the way, you think Carlos Beltran, who was not a finalist, he's finally on the ballot for the Hall of Fame this year. You think he's a Hall of Famer in your mind, Stuart?
Borderline.
Interesting. If you have to think borderline, then probably no. I would say yes myself, but for you, if you were thinking about it, maybe you don't know.
I would say borderline, because
who would also win the fight? Alek Manoah?
Why do I say borderline?
Yeah.
He was the mastermind of that damn
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I don't care about that. You know, we were doing this topic on SNY yesterday. It didn't even cross my mind at first. About
that
Beltran,
reason,
who cares?
He
stole signs. Big deal. Get over it. I mean, it's been a part of baseball forever. Now you're going to keep Beltran. He didn't do steroids. I mean, he stole a few signs. Who cares? Stuart, we'll leave you with this. Who do you think would win in the fight, Alek Manoah or Gerrit Cole?
Who do I think would win in the fight?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Manoah.
Mm.
Probably.
Take that.
What?
Take that.
Yeah. Gerrit Cole doesn't look like a fighter.
Now, Manoah would take Cole out, and then he'd come take you out.
Let him try.
Yeah. All right, Stuart.
Hey, Sal.
Yeah.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge better stay here.
He's visiting with the Giants today.
That's not a good sign.
He's going to go on the free agent tour. You know that.
Yeah, he's going to be wined and dined. And hopefully, the son that I don't particularly care for does the right thing.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I do think ultimately, Stuart, and thank you for the call, I do think ultimately that Judge is coming back. I just think he wants to be here. I'm not getting the feeling. He's posting stuff on Instagram talking about the King of New York and thank you and what an honor to be in pinstripes. I'd be stunned if Judge left. He loves being a Yankee. The New York Yankees. He loves being a Yankee. He's not going to the Giants. I'd be floored. Do you realize right now there's this sense of, all right, yeah, he's visiting these other teams, but he's coming back. Don't worry, she'll be back. Imagine she never comes home. Uh-oh. Do you realize what will happen in this town if Judge signs elsewhere? It's just unfathomable.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.